Hi, my name is Riz. I am a drummer and I've been playing drums since 2010. Welcome to Drummer Queen Podcast. We'll be chatting to some awesome female drummers about all things drums. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm Riz and you're listening to the Drummer Queen Podcast. Okay, let's get started, shall we? Hello, hello, hello. What's up, drummers? How are you doing? In today's podcast, we are going to talk about should drummers only master one genre? I think that this is going to be a pretty interesting topic to talk about in today's podcast. And also, I just want to say that I'm really excited to start my podcast because I just want to talk about a lot of things. And in today's podcast, I don't have any guests with me. I'm just going to talk to myself. I'm by myself today. So, yeah, hopefully that you enjoy today's episode. This is my first episode. I'm so excited, but also I'm so nervous about it. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of background story on why I came up with this topic. The other day, my drum teacher challenged me to play funk music. And for those of you who know who I am, you know that I play a lot of heavy metal songs. I play a lot of heavy metal music. I would like to claim and identify myself as a metalhead. I want to claim myself as a metal drummer. It was a huge challenge for me to play something that is completely different and completely beyond my comfort zone. Because usually I play to a lot of heavy metal songs on the drums and I'll play to a lot of heavy metal music, and mostly I play Avenged Sevenfold. If you know that heavy metal band, they're from the United States. Yeah, so for me it was a really huge challenge, but I accept the challenge anyway because I just want to make him happy, and I feel like I really need to go out from my comfort zone. Because I cannot always play heavy metal songs. I cannot always play metal on the drums because I just need to try to explore myself. But here's the thing. Here's one problem that I found from playing another song or playing other genre other than metal is that I feel like I just don't really get the feel and the groove and everything. Like, I just don't quite enjoy the song. So I recorded a video. So every single time when I practice, most of the time I always record myself when I practice because I just want to see which part of the drumming that I need to improve. And I think that it is really helpful for me by recording myself and see which part of the drumming that I need to improve. And I compare these two videos of me practicing to two different songs and two different genre. The other one I play a heavy metal song, and the other song I play a funk song. Turns out the one video when I play funk music, when I play funk song, it did not go really well. It was really awkward. I can see it in that video that my face was so awkward and the way I play the drums, it was so awkward. Like, you know, like when you enjoy the song, you can see it. You can see if the drummer enjoyed the song or not. And also you can see, like, from the way they play the drums, whether or not it's fluid or flowing. Because if you do not enjoy the song, sometimes it will just make you seem really awkward and make you seem really rigid. And that's how I look like in that video. And I was like, ew, is that really me? Because I've never seen myself playing drums looking so awkward and rigid like that. Because I always enjoy myself playing drums. But whenever I play something else that is so beyond my comfort zone, man, no. It's so awkward and very rigid, really weird, and I just don't feel like I'm seeing myself in that. And also, the other day, I saw a drummer who is used to playing jazz, R&B and gospel music, he played a heavy metal song. And it seems weird to me because I don't get the feel. He didn't seem vibe with the song. You know what I'm saying? You know, when someone really enjoyed a song and when the drummer really vibing with the song, you can really see it. You can't see it. I just don't really know how to explain it. Maybe my fellow drummers, you guys probably understand what I'm trying to say here. Hopefully. Because just like when I see myself playing drums and playing a song that is completely beyond my comfort zone, I can see that I was not vibing with that song. I did not enjoy the song that much. I look awkward. I look so rigid. And the same thing happened to this one drummer that I know who is used to playing jazz and R&B and gospel music. He started playing heavy metal songs. He seems really weird. Not to judge though, because this is not my place to judge, but this is just my personal opinion that it seems weird to me, and I just don't think that he get the feel. He didn't seem vibe with the song. This is what I'm trying to say, and hopefully that you get the point and you get what I try to say. So here's the thing, this is just my opinion, that I think that it's okay to learn more than one genre, and there is no certain rules anyway that you need to learn or only master one particular genre. There is really no rules on that. It's okay to learn more than one genre, because back in the days when I was still taking my drum course, I used to learn a lot of different drum styles, like drumming styles. I used to learn how to play heavy metal. Like, my drum teacher used to teach me how to play heavy metal drum beats. Like, this is how you play heavy metal drum beats. And then he also taught me how to play some jazz. He taught me how to play some swing when you play shuffle and triplets on the right cymbals and stuff like that. I learned all that as well, but at the end of the day, I get to choose which genre that I feel more comfortable playing, and I get to choose which one that I feel like this is this genre or this music is just me. I vibe with this music so much, and in my case, I found it on heavy metal music. I feel like I'm vibing with this kind of songs, like with heavy metal, with all these crazy double pedals playing and those fill-ins, like super fast and, you know, like all about speed and power and stuff like that. I think that it is okay for you to learn more than one genre, because I just feel like if you learn more than one genre, it means that you try to broaden your knowledge. And also, it gives you the chance to try to explore more genre that exists in the whole world. I used to learn how to play salsa. I used to learn how to play samba as well. I used to learn how to play Latin music. I used to learn all that as well. And it really broadened my knowledge. I'm not gonna lie. Like, sometimes when I start listening to some music, listening to some songs, sometimes I get to, I have this ability, like, figuring out like what genre it is just by listening or hearing to the drum beats. For example, the other day I listened to a song. It's an unknown song. I did not know this song. And then I heard the drum beats. I tried to pay attention to the drum beat. And I was like, oh, this is a bossa nova, because, you know, there's this drum beat, you know, like a very typical bossa nova. I'm pretty sure my drummer friends, you understand what I'm talking about. So yeah, this is what I'm trying to say, that it is okay to learn more than one genre, because it will help you to broaden your knowledge. Like, seriously, it will help you to broaden your knowledge, and like, it will just help you out with the general knowledge in the drumming or in music. So yeah, it is okay. And every drummer has different taste of music and style. I think that you need to find the genre or the music style that suits you the most. The genre or the music style that you feel comfortable playing, because I just want you to enjoy yourself when you're playing drums. That's what happened to me as well. I found the genre that I like. I like heavy metal, so I started playing a lot of heavy metal songs. And also, I did a research, a little bit of research on the internet. And what I meant by research, like, of course, it's just me searching up some things on Google. So I took this from takelessons.com, and it says that it is wise to specialize. Know the styles of drum music that you love to play and that you play well. What moves you and why does it move you? Travel deeply inside each groove you practice and perform, and don't ever stop listening to a wide variety of music. I completely agree with it. Just because you are mastering only one genre, it doesn't mean that you should stop listening to a wide variety of music. Like, you are allowed to listen to a lot of different kind of music, but it is wise to specialize in one genre. Yeah, I totally agree that you need to find the genre that moves you, the genre that you really enjoy the most. If you enjoy playing jazz, for example, maybe you can start listening to a lot more of, I don't know, like Buddy Rich. I don't really know a lot of jazz drummer. And if you like progressive metal or progressive rock, maybe you can try to listen to some more Mike Portnoy drumming, like, or Dream Theater. And if you like heavy metal or stuff like that, maybe you can try to listen to more Metallica or Avenged Sevenfold or some other metal bands out there. But yeah, what I'm trying to say is that just find a genre that really suits you the most, and just find a genre that you enjoy the most. I completely agree with what the articles say. Okay, so last but not least, in my opinion, that it is okay, and I think it's great to master a particular genre and then develop your skills in it, broaden your knowledge in that particular genre. Like, for example, when you learn heavy metal, you know that, or metal, just say metal. The genre is metal, but you know that metal is also divided into some other kind of metals. There are heavy metals, there are metal cores, there are black metal, there are death metal, you name it. So maybe you can try to master this one particular genre and then develop your skills in it and broaden your knowledge in that particular genre. Or maybe in jazz, you can try to learn something else, like you learn blues, you learn swing. What else? I don't really know that much about jazz, but that's what I'm trying to say. Try to master this one particular genre and then develop your skills in it, because I think that it is better for you to master this one particular thing and then develop it so that you have more knowledge on this one particular thing more than anybody else in the world. So, in conclusion, there is no right or wrong when it comes to learning or mastering certain of genre, and there is no certain rule about it anyways. So do what you feel like is best for you and play any music style that suits you the most and you feel comfortable playing. Music is all about having fun. Have fun on music and enjoy yourself when you're playing the instruments, and it is gonna be so much better if you can be paid by playing music, because playing music is fun and playing music is part of your hobby, part of your interest. And if you can get paid by playing music, that is going to be perfect. Okay, thank you guys for listening to the Drama Queen podcast. We are now at the end of the podcast, and hopefully in the next episode, I can invite a guest and we can talk about some other things about drums, of course, because this is what this podcast is all about. Okay, so that's it. And don't forget to subscribe to Drama Queen Podcast. Please leave a review for this podcast down below. And if you have any suggestion, comments, requests, or you just want to talk with me, feel free to follow and reach me out on Instagram. I will write down my social media in the description. So, oh, also, I make some drum covers on YouTube. You might want to check them out and subscribe to my YouTube channel, and the link will be in the description as well. And that's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you again soon. Bye, drummers.